Going in the laws of Maser Matan, Siman Kuf Nun Vav 156, and this is how to conduct your life, basically, not only your business. It says about the business, but it's talking about the various different things, you know, how one should go about in his daily life. So, over here, in subsection 4, we're up to, he begins with some footnotes to referencing what he is going to say. So, there's a whole bunch of references over here. So he says, Mitzvahs asay ledovik b'yodei Hashem u'b'torasei. It is a positive mitzvah to cleave to those who know God and His Torah. I guess knowing the Torah is one thing. That's the technical stuff. Knowing God means somebody who's connected, who's a tzaddik. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Uboy sidbak." In the portion of Ekev in chapter 10, verse 20, Yudchov, the verse says, "You shall cleave to Hashem." There's another time, v'nichpal hatzivui. It has been duplicated, this command, in b'mokam achar, in another place, shenemar, another place it says, u'ledof kaboy, to cleave to him. This is in the end of the portion of Nitzavim, in the book of Deuteronomy. So v'amr azal, so the Torah says you should cleave to Hashem. How does one cleave to Hashem? V'amr azal, so our sages tell us, and this comes from the Gemara in the end of Kesubas, on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So the sages tell us, is it then possible for a human being to cleave, to connect himself to the divine? How can a limited physical human being connect to the infinite, to Hashem? But so say our sages interpreting this mitzvah, that you should connect, you should cleave to the sages and to their students. When we say go and cleave to Hashem, it means the students and the sages and their students. So that you will learn their actions. So cleave them so you learn their actions. There's also an instruction by our sages in the Mishnah, in the first chapter of Ovis, in the Mishnah Dalet, it says, Amru, have a misabik ba'afar agleim, ve'avi shoyse batzom es divreim. You shall be dusted in the sand of their feet, meaning you should be with them when they're walking. When you walk, there is dust over there. So be in the dust of their feet, meaning be in their proximity, be in their environment. You shall drink with thirst their words. You should, like one who's thirsty. Other words, lefikach, and therefore tzarich kol adam lihishtadl. Every person needs to make an effort. First, lisa bas tamet chacham, that he should marry a daughter of a scholar. Yes, if you marry a daughter of a scholar, then you will be in the environment when your wife's parents is a scholar, so then you'll be in their environment. You'll be cleaving to them, to connecting them. And also, lahasi bita l'tamid chacham, also to marry your own daughter to a tamid chacham, so then you would be connecting to your daughter's husband, which would be a tamid chacham.
And the Rebbe cleaved to his wife's father.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. V'lechel v'lishtos im talmidei chachomim. Also to eat, to drink with the sages, with the students of the sages, scholars. V'lasis prakmatia l'talmidei chachomim. And to do business for talmidei chachomim, which means maybe they should invest. You help them out with the business, do business for them. And to connect to them in all types, in all means, in all ways of connections. Connect to them all the time. Shenemar uledovka boy. Again, it repeats it because it says that you shall cleave to him. Not sure why he brings down this second pasuk of Nitzavim and why he has to bring it again, but that's another need to look into. V'chol anene mesuda shatam et chochem shori besoicho. Anyone who is benefiting from a meal in which there is a scholar present there, shori besoicho is present there, ki ilu nenu miziv ashkines, as if he would benefit from the ray of the divine. Oy dor shu b'sifri shom. And they further expounded over there in the Sifri. Uledovka boy, what does it mean? Another interpretation to cleave to him. Lama divrei agoda. You shall study the words of the agoda, the expounding of the various different agoda, because shemitoch kach atomakir es misha omar. Because that way, if you learn the Agada, you will recognize the one who said and the world became, come into being, which basically means you will recognize God. You learn the Agada, if you just learn the Halacha, you get involved in the logic. But if you learn the Agada, you learn about the various different aspects of Hashem, which will help you get close to cleave to Hashem. He further sends you to various different references in the different places to support what he said over here. Subsection 5, Siv Hey. Mitzvah al kol odom lev es kol echot ve echot ki gufa. It is a mitzvah for every person, al kol odom, for every person to love each one and one just like your own body. Shenemar, because the verse states, Vahavta l'reyacha kamocha. You shall love thy fellow as yourself. Lefikach tzarich lochus al kvodoi. Therefore, you must protect. You must care about their honor, and on their monetary, just as you care and you're protective of your own honor and your own monetary. One who honors himself by shaming his other person or with the shame of the other person, and that doesn't mean even though that he did it, but somebody he's honoring because somebody else is being degraded that gives him honor, has no portion in the world to come. Subsection Vav 6. Sivav. Kshiyachta ish li ish. When a person, one man sins against another person, lo yistemenu v'yishtek. He shouldn't condemn him and just be quiet. You know, just get angry or something, you know, you condemn them in your heart. And then you're kai, but you don't say nothing. No, listen. Ela mitzvah alav lahidiya v'loimer. But it's a mitzvah upon him to let him know, to tell him. Lama sisa likach v'kach. Why did you do so and so to me? Shenemar, because the verse states in Kedoshim Perik Yutes Pasuk Yud Zayin 1917, Hoychiyach teychiyach es amisecho. You shall rebuke your friend. You should tell them, you should rebuke them and confront them and tell them. But what happens? You want to forgive him. Somebody wronged you, did something wrong to you, but you want to forgive him. And you don't want to rebuke him. You don't want to give him rebuke. Then it's okay. How does that mean this chassidus? It's not only okay, that's actually the measure of chassidus beyond the level of the law. It's just to forgive. Forget. So when the Torah says you rebuke, like Bida Torah Ella Hamastama, the Torah doesn't want you to condemn the other person in your heart. That's what the Torah was particular with. But if you really want to forgive the other person who has sinned against you, and you want to say, okay, forget about it, you're Michael, and that's it, then that's the best way. You know, in the before we go to sleep, there is a prayer, and the Christian Bible says, Hareini Michael l'chol mi sheichis. It's very surprising for anybody who is religious and says this prayer, how could they have still a grudge against anybody? Because
the next morning.
Yeah, because you've forgiven them fully, I mean, unless you're not going by what you're saying. But in any way, Let's do one more subsection. Subsection 7, Zion. Haroyas chaveda shechota. One who sees his friend who is sinning. Oishaholach bederech leitoiva. Or he's going on a not good path. Mitzvah lov lachziru lemutav. It's a mitzvah upon him to bring him back to good. Ulohidia, and to let him know shechota al nafshi b'maisav haroyim, that he is sinning on his soul by his bad actions. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, same Pasuk, in Kedoshim Yitosh Yizayin, Ha'icheyach techiyach im esamisecho, that you shall rebuke your fellow. V'im lo'i kibel mimenu, if he doesn't accept, you rebuke him, he doesn't accept, Yachzer v'yechichenu, you should go back and rebuke him a second time. Again, Shenema, because the Pasuk repeats it, it says, doesn't say hochiach esamisecho, it says hochiach tochiach, which means a repetition. Afilo meyapamim, even if 100 times you have to tell him. Ad sheyakenu hachoito o yikallanu, to the extent until the one who is sinning is going to beat you or he's going to curse you. Okay, so then that's a different story. So 100 times, even 100 times, but unless he gets, you know, gets angry with you to the extent that he starts beating you or cursing you. This, that the obligation to rebuke is amisecha, amiso is your fellow, meaning he's his friend, he's comfortable with him. He's avalish achar, but if you're talking about a strange person, another person, if you're going to rebuke a strange person, he's going to hate him. V'yinkoy mimenu, and he's going to revenge from you. You go to somebody in person and you start rebuking you, he's going to become your enemy and he's going to take revenge from you. Then you don't have to rebuke them, because for sure he's not going to listen to you. So you can tell him. If you go over and tell people who are not your friends and you're going to tell them something, they're not going to listen to you, for sure not. But if it's your friend, even if you know he's not going to listen to you, you still have to rebuke him.
You can do it in a nice way. Elohim came,
unless he's sinning accidentally.
Yeah.
If a person is doing an accidental sin, sometimes we say better off not to say anything. Why? Because if he's making a mistake, let's say he thinks that this is permissible, that this thing is permissible, right? Let's say he thinks that it's permissible to talk in the middle of the davening. Okay, he thinks it's allowed. And if you come and you tell him, oh, you know, you're not allowed to talk during the davening. It's a sin to talk during the davening. So now he's going to continue to talk, and now he's going to be a deliberate, he's going to violate it deliberately. So then we say, you know, you're better off not telling him that you're not allowed to talk during the davening. So at least he doesn't know that you're not allowed to talk in the davening, so he's making a mistake, rather than letting him know that you're not allowed to talk, and he's going to do talking during the davening anyway, so he's going to be unintentional. Because in that case, Shoz onu oimrim mutev sheyiyu shogeg v'al yimezi. Then we say, let him better do it by accident, by mistake, and not be unintentional. We know quite well that you're going to tell the people to stop talking, that it's not going to help.
No,
so,
I know.
So you just, okay, so maybe you just try to speak softly. They shouldn't be louder than the chazan.
It can interfere with people's talking.
Yeah, Rabim. And if you're talking about a community, if you have to go home, afilu hein mezidim, ein lechichem yes b'machad. A community, even if they're doing it intentional, you should not rebuke them more than once. Im yodua lo yishadvor veinim nishmoim, if you know that your words are not going to be listened to. Like also, you know, you walk into a shul and these people do things in a certain way. You know, you tell them, and then they're not, you know, they're your friends, or not, but so don't say. With regards to this situation, our sages tell us, kishem shemitzvah loymar dover hanishma, just as it is a mitzvah to say something that will be listened to, Kach mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah, shaloi loimar, not to say dover shaloi nishma. That's something which not going to be listened to. Don't bother saying it. You know they're not going to listen to you. Don't bother saying it. So we're talking about a public, because an individual, you have to say many times. And if they're accidental, ain lechichem klal, then you should not rebuke them at all. Shemutav sheyu shegigim val yimezidim. They're better off to be doing it by accident and not doing it intentional. Bamedvar mamurim biyochid amechich. This is only spoken about an individual who is rebuking. Avol al habezdin mutal lechichem veligurbam. But the based in the court, it's upon them to rebuke them and to yell at them. They should not be caught up in that sin, because if you don't rebuke, then you become part of that. Then you're part of that sin. Even if it's a matter whose prohibition is only questionable, still. They are obligated to stop them. Even if there's many people making a mistake, Beis Din has no right to look away. They cannot slip away and take away their obligation by saying, "Oh, let them be accidental and not intentional. They're not going to listen anyways." Le'im kein hu isur she'enei mefurish b'toyrim. Only in a case where it's not a clear prohibition in the Torah, uportzu by rabim, and it's been breached by many, pibnei chesorna munosam beisur, because of the lack of their belief in this prohibition. Sha'oz kashem oid limchaz biyadim. For then, it is very difficult to protest them to them. She'evshul lebeizin la'atrim shoytrim. Beis Din cannot place police people in everyone's home. Well, ze amru, and with regards to that kind of a situation, our sages tell us that hanach lem liyisrael miktsoif aleihem migorbam. This is a verse in Yeshaya Nundalites. Based on that verse, leave the yidden from being angry and yelling at them. Let them be accidental and not intentional. If you're talking about a non-clear prohibition of the Torah, then Beis Din can sort of can forego and not protest against this, because people are not going to listen anyway, so they just let them do what they're doing. And okay. All right. We'll leave-